And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're live at Dana Landing on Mission Bay here at Dana Landing, right next to Fast Lane Sailing. We've got a great event. It's the big Bay Bass event happening today. It's a buzz down here at Dana Landing. You got to come down and check it out. We have Gene Estabrook from ECBT here, the one and only. Benny Florentino, Shimano Pro Staffer and Coastal Charters expert. Steve Pinard is here. The Cowboy's here with his donuts with Tommy P. We got a great show. Come on down to Dana Landing and tune in right now. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great day here at Dana Landing. What a perfect day for a seminar and sale.
Isn't it? Yeah. And wasn't that just John Ireland we heard on that spot? I think John Ireland is standing right here. Yeah.
See him walking by.
Yeah, so you want to come. There's a lot going on here. We even have the Girl Scouts selling cookies down here.
It's all going
on today.
Huh?
Yeah. And you can join CCA today. The CCA has a great tent. And you get $40 at Dana Landing for joining CCA for $35.
So you make money.
How does that not work?
You make extra fishing money by doing something you should be doing anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And you can renew your membership or join, and you get that $40 gift card. Thanks to Steve. And if you join as a life member, which is $1,000, like myself, as well as John Ireland's a life member, and I know Steve Pinard's a life member, a lot of life members, you get a free pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Your choice.
You get to walk inside.
Walk inside and pick any pair you want here at Dana Landing. And again, that's that the generosity of Steve Pinard. That's coming out of his pocket. And that's how important this organization is to people in the fishing industry like Steve that put that forward there. So speaking of Steve, his new guy out at ECBT, Gene Estabrook, is here. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great to see you. What's going on at ECBT, man? How things are shaping up out there?
All the lakes are kicking out right now. All three lakes are basically almost going to spawn any day if they're not already.
So are people catching fish?
Yeah, there was a tournament yesterday at Otay. I think it took 17 pounds to win it.
Wow.
Nice.
You hear that, Tommy P? People actually are catching bass at the lakes. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I got to get my digs in on Tommy P anytime. Right?
That's really cool, man.
Yeah.
Now, is that early for that to be happening, or is this, you know, I mean, it is, we're I guess, towards the end of February. Is this right on time? I mean,
Pretty much. I mean, it might be a little early. Okay. You know, usually we're telling people to start looking early March. So
okay. It's just not too far from there.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good. LCAP's really good right now. Sand V was really tough last month but has just started. Like, you can see them.
That's cool.
If you cruise down the shoreline, you guys can see them.
You can see they're up there,
This
huh?
is the time of year that things really get I mean, it seems like all the time is cranking at ECBT. Anytime I go in there, you guys always seem to be busy. But this has got to be the time of year coming into spring where green bass fishing is at its most popular, I would guess.
I think we had 120 customers by 1 o'clock yesterday.
Whoa.
So, there you go.
So moving.
That's busy.
Sure.
That's awesome.
The kids don't leave the bait tanks pretty much.
So you're selling live bait. You're selling specialty tackle for freshwater bass fishing. But
Absolutely.
You also have saltwater guys, too.
Oh, yeah. No, we got Accurates, Daiwa, Shimano, anything that you could want from jig sticks to rail rods.
Everything. Awesome. Yeah. Yep. And East County Bait and Tackle is located where?
10137 Main Avenue, Lakeside, right there where the 67 ends.
Yeah,
it's on the right hand side.
Yeah.
7-Eleven and a taco shop that opens early in the morning, so pretty. You can pull in with your boat.
Perfect.
I mean, it's easy access.
Get breakfast.
And that is something good for people to know, too. You got a very easy parking lot to pull a boat through. I mean, it's big, it's open, there's an entry on each side of the street, so you can pull through. You're not having to worry about jockeying around your boat and trailer to slide in, get what you need, and away you go.
Absolutely. Even the novice can pull in and out of there without having to be too stressed.
And as centered to all of San Diego Lakes as you could possibly be.
Yes.
So what do you, if you're going out there, what do you recommend? What's the hot deal to take out to the lakes right now and go fishing?
I mean, you can kind of catch them any way you want, except it's not really top water right now, but, like, from Cinco's to a drop shot to Carolina rig, Texas rig, there's a new little deal. It's a Ned rig, which is just a jig head with a little short Cinco, and you can kind of work that like we would our swim baits in the bay, and that's been very productive recently.
Ah.
I sell through those about every 2 weeks.
The
entire end cap.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a hot
full speed.
Hot one there for sure.
Yeah.
Lots of and that's the key with ECBT is you guys have all the inside scoop.
Yeah, and if you come in there, even if you don't, I mean, we'll spend time with you as a customer, and we want you to catch fish. That is absolutely what you're getting from us that you won't get at another store. Is we will sit there and share our advice with you and get you on the fish.
Yeah, awesome.
Especially if you come in with your kids, we definitely want you to catch.
There you go.
It's a big deal.
Show them how to do it.
Yeah. I know the crew that work the years. Obviously, clearly yourself and especially the crew of young guys that you work with are just, they are freaking nuts about about all things. I mean, freshwater in particular, but all things. I mean, saltwater too, just as much. But your crew is freaking nuts about fishing. Like, that's all those kids do. It's a really cool shop. It's mellow. It's got a really good vibe. And you walk in there, and there are a bunch of kids behind the counter that just absolutely live it and breathe it and are at the lake every day. And every time I go in there, it's always, I got this tournament this day, and this guy's got that tournament, and we just caught this, and we're pre-fishing for that. I mean, you guys definitely do a lot more than just talk the talk.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's the truth.
They get off work at noon, and they're at the lake by 12:15.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even kidding you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, literally, they come in every day, and they have their little pile of baits for the day that they're buying.
That's right.
That's wild. That's amazing. And of course, sister location here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Awesome stuff. Everything's on sale here today.
Absolutely. I think they've got Hovind glasses over there at 40% off. I mean, there's all kinds of specials here today. Deals on Phoenix rods, ECBT rods, which are made by Phoenix. We got a bunch of stuff we're blowing out over there. And then Johnny's got all kinds of deals going inside the store here. I haven't even had a chance to see it all. I slept in a little bit this morning.
Yeah, well, we'll get Johnny or Steve to come over to kind of talk a little bit about that. But also with us this morning, our good buddy Ben Florentino from Coastal Charters. Good morning, Benny. Good
morning, guys.
Yeah, you've been fishing a lot, the islands, huh?
Yeah. Yesterday was my first day off.
Gee.
But I did all three islands. In fact, last Saturday I fished with Afrin Abutin of Warbaits. And fishing has been tough at San Clemente. I mean, you really have to work for them. I was telling Ricky we were fishing at about 80 to 90 feet of water, flipping stocks. But we were catching them, you know, sometimes that fish, I mean, they just don't leave the island and evacuate. They go somewhere. So you just have to hunt around. I know for a lot of the site guys that like, you know, throwing Corey 6-inch weedless, and we've been getting them that way. Some days it's like that where it's straight top water, full speed wind, and they're coming up, but it's been low and slow. Catalina Island, also been tough on the lures. So I've been fishing a lot of live squid, leadhead. And it's been really, really good bass fishing on the leadhead and squid. A lot of bait to be made, a lot of bait to be bought at the island by the commercial guys, and also the San Pedro guys have bait. Just hail them on 11.
You're talking about squid.
Live squid.
Live squid. The magic.
And the nice thing about it is you'll be sitting on a spot, and you're hooking bass, all of a sudden, dunk, you got to... You know, your rod starts screaming a 30-pound yellow on the other end. And, you know, you have a 4,000-size spinning reel with a lot of my guests are fishing. And there goes, you know, 40-pound braid straight off the reel. But
that's cool.
It's been good, fun fishing. Santa Barbara on, what day was that? On Thursday. Excellent bass fishing at Santa Barbara in shallow. No yellows, you know. We looked around on some of the edges, but... Everything looks good there. The beach had really good bass fishing. You know, I know Dave and Mark Wish had mentioned that, you know, local spots have been biting on that leadhead and squid. Like, Isers was really, really, really good on that leadhead and squid on Friday. So it's really good fishing if you want to fish bait. The artificial fishing, a little bit of work, a little bit of patience, but you do get a handful. If you want to get numbers, that leadhead and squid's been really, really, really good. So, no issues as far as catching.
Yeah,
there's fish to be caught out there right now. So,
and sounds like you were saying really nice quality to some of that bass too.
Yeah, I mean, I had Jason had one on Wednesday that went 7.36.
Wow.
You know, a cat on the front.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're catching all that 1 to 4 pound stuff steady.
Cool.
Steady. You're catching sheephead. You're catching. You know, the one crazy thing is we're catching at least 2 to 3 Garibaldi.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What? Like, on swim baits?
Leadhead and squid.
Oh, leadhead and squid.
And on like a 7-aught, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Long shank, and it's in the mouth. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
You know,
that's
it's
cool.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I go, hey, get that thing off. Get that thing away from the boat. You know, but the fish are definitely on the squid. I mean, there's a lot of squid
there.
There's also red crab. There's also big schools of bonita on the east. So I know my fly buddy, Von Podmore, who runs fly charters out there, has been just whacking the bonita on that east end chasing bird schools. So.
Sweet.
When you are fishing that leadhead and squid, is there a particular style or size or type of leadhead that you like to use? Do you feel that it makes a difference, or do you just need something to get that squid into the zone? And
you know, I know I fish light 3/8, 1/8 ounce. Then the reason being is you want that squid to look natural. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys opt for heavier, 3/4, 1 ounce. But what happens is you got a squid on the lead head goes out and goes straight down to the bottom. Then you're catching all that other stuff. The squid tend to be up in the water column.
I got
so you can get that sea bass and yellowtail that are up in the water column, and even the bass. You want that perch to peck at it. There's definitely an art to fishing leadhead and squid.
Sure.
You know, I don't know the last time you guys fished leadheads, but, you know, to get the perch bites, peck, 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 and then bang. So it takes a lot of my guests a little bit of time to get the feel for it. What I'm using as far as tackle, and it's kind of like old school leadhead and squid we used to fish a long time ago, but it's now I'm fishing a Talica 8, okay, on a 9-foot Terramar medium.
Yeah,
65 braid and 40-pound Sunline fluorocarbon leader, and on that 1/8 ounce, again, slow sink, because we are hooking sea bass, we're hooking yellows, and those yellows aren't small on these structure spots. They're like in the 30-pound class, 20 to 30-pound class. So.
Whoa.
Like you say, that technique was you know, that's the old-school way of catching sea bass, but how nice is it now that you have Terramar rods and you got Power Pros? I mean, you know, like you said, it was always such an art of feeling blue perch pecking at your bait and then detecting the difference between something pecking at it and something eating it. And, you know, when that was done with a long, you know, with all mono and a fiberglass rod, it's a whole lot better now, you know, sensing, okay, this is what it feels like. It's so much easier, I'm sure, to detect.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I by trade, am an artificial guy. I fish straight artificials. Hey, believe me, I'd rather catch them on the surface iron all day long, but you know, I've got to do what I got to do. I have people that come out to experience our calico bass fishing out west. And, you know, they read about it. They hear about it. You know, I tell the story that you can only catch these things from, you know, northern Baja to as far north as Santa Barbara and to the islands. And you can't do it anywhere else in the world.
That's pretty
cool.
You
know, that's something that, you know, I bring to light every time people ask, oh, can I catch these in Texas? No.
This is it. This is where they live.
This is it. This is the deal. So when they watch all our YouTube videos
of us
catching the calicos,
they're jealous.
Oh,
I don't blame them. I'm jealous to hear this story.
Is there anything better than calico bass?
It's a bucket list thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I had a guy, Jason Arnold, from South Florida. He goes, dude, you guys go 60 miles in a skiff to go catch calico bass. I can go to Bermuda from where I live.
Yeah.
60 miles in a skiff. But, yeah, they trip on it a little bit, but after they catch them, they're like, okay, I get it.
Okay, yeah.
I totally get it.
Well, here at Dana Landing today at this live event, one of the guys displaying over by Fastlane there is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing.
Yeah.
And he sent me some photos last week from Cedros, 7.5-pound calico. He said, like, it's on fire. Temperatures in the 60s already in the water. I mean, my gosh. We have such an amazing fishery here on the whole West Coast, up and down the Baja here in San Diego.
Yeah.
And that's just one example of it. You can fish it from a kayak.
Right. You know, I tell people, you know, going to Cedros is like going to El Salto.
Yeah.
Because the fishing is so good as far as calico bass fishing.
Right.
And the fact that you could get a trophy in it with any cast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Speaking of seminars, big one going on at 9:30 this morning, right after our broadcast here at Fastlane next door. Going to be pretty awesome. You're going to be there.
Yep.
Afrin Buten. From Warbaits, Matt Moyer from the Ballast. Did you see Matt brought beer?
I did see
that. Wow, Ballast Point beer. And they got the Traeger guys are cooking it up right now. They got the Fish Pros, Fisherman's Processing, showing off their new product there with the Fish Pros of the market. And a lot going on. But anyway, I get distracted by food and beer. Sorry. But
you're not going to get any problem with that.
Yeah. I think everybody's
total
into
free
that.
Pass.
But that seminar is going to be pretty awesome. I'm going to host a panel along with Ron Lane and going to be talking about calico fishing.
Since there will not be a bay tournament this year put on by the San Diego Anglers because of the Shelter Island ramp closure, we're going to talk all bass. You know, we'll have talking Mission Bay, San Diego, local. Yeah. We can talk whatever bass you want. I brought a few outfits that I've been using, deep, shallow, and even the bays. And it'll be a good way to get some info and also any of the tackle. Corey will have some of the baits that we've been fishing with out
at the
islands.
Corey will be a part of the panel.
Yep.
Yeah, and Corey's here on his display with his baits here too. So somebody's going to have to man his booth while he's over there, yeah, right? But that's going to be a fun time. So that's 9:30 to 10:30 over in inside Fast Lane Kayaks right here next to Dana Landing. In the meantime, while all that's going on, still a lot of stuff outside going on with a lot of displays, a lot of things you can see here at Dana Landing. So come on down. Yeah. It's going to be a great day, and it'll be going right through the early afternoon. So come on down now and stay for lunch.
Yeah, this is a full-on show, lots of booths, lots of people, great info, great seminars, and we want to have you come down and join us, man. It's a great time. Food, free food, free beer, and free great information, and a killer sale inside Dana Landing, as well as East County Bait and Tackle represented here. So it's going to be a very fun day. Super easy to find. We're right in Mission Bay, right at the Dana launch ramp, right across the street from SeaWorld. You can't miss it. Very, very easy, fun day, and we want to have you join us. And we want to have you join us this morning here on part of Let's Talk Hookup. The best thing to do is just come down to Dana Landing, see the Cowboys, see Tommy P, let them know that you'd like to ask a question, and, man, do we have some rad prizes. And thanks again to the killer generosity of Steve and everybody here at Dana Landing and East County Bait and Tackle. We are giving away some great prizes today. Standing up to the microphone, first of which is going to be a $50 gift card to Dana Landing right here. You're going to get a $50 card. You can go right inside and go shopping. In addition to that, we're also giving away a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle. In addition to that, we've got this very cool carving from Bob the Bone Carver, and it's like a Polynesian fish hook that's all carved out. It's a $75 value.
In ebony. It's a beautiful piece.
Really,
yeah,
really cool.
Really cool.
Yeah, somebody's going to be really stoked
on
that.
Here,
yeah,
you
so should.
We'll check it out.
We're going to take a picture. We'll put it up on our Instagram as well. It's a beautiful piece, and thanks to Bob Cox, the Bone Carver, for that. And that, again, step up to the microphone. And the grand prize, all of these prizes are for guys that just want to step up to the microphone, ask a question of Gene, ask a question of Benny, ask your question to any of the guys here represented today. In addition to all those great prizes, another lucky guy stepping up to the mic, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Whoa,
we're giving
nice.
Away the Stingray. It's a gloss black frame with that killer bronze HCL lens. And actually, Benny's the one that turned me on to that bronze HCL. I love that color. It's like a... It just covers you for everything. You can put them on early in the morning. There's still plenty of dimming when you're in a bright, bright day. It's a really great lens color and an awesome pair of Maui Jims. So, again, all of those are just for stepping up to the microphone, seeing the Cowboys, see Tommy P, let them know you want to ask a question. We'll get you in there. And we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones either. If you're traveling down on your way to Dana Landing here for the big sale and want to give us a call this morning, one lucky caller is going to win two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach. It's March 7th through the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. And if you want to get through on the phones, two ways you can do that. First is our local line. That's 858 area code 457. 1090, again, 858-457-1090, or try us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up mic questions, lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You have seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the Fred Hall shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. Solarmax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity, combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics, as well as all the other top names, displayed at this year's Fred Hall shows. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks. See them at the Fred Hall show or on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Cousins rods ever. Cousins builds the finest saltwater rods available anywhere, and you can see them all in the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. Be sure to check out the brand new Fisherman's Landing Custom Series, built by Cousins to Fisherman's Landing Tackle specifications. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Landing here. We're having a great time. Mighty 1090, this is, we say it a lot, but this is one that I'm sure of. This is a live broadcast spot that we could just do all the time and
oh,
I'd be happy with.
Awesome. Thank
launch
you
ramp going on, all the people,
yeah.
The Traegers smoking away. This is,
oh,
this
yeah.
is good times.
Yeah, and beautiful day down here at Dana Landing. If you haven't come down here, now would be a great time because
yes.
we're free food, free beer, giving away a lot of stuff. You join, they're giving away free memberships to CCA, basically. You join CCA. They're paying
yeah,
you,
they're
to,
paying
join
you
CCA.
To do it.
Yeah. Join CCA today. You get a $40 gift card to Dana Landing, and it costs $35.
Yeah, you
so.
Spend $35 on a membership, you get handed a $40 gift
yeah.
card. Where else are you going to beat that?
Yeah.
You can't.
Great day to do that. No doubt about it. And look who's here. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape.
Well, thanks for having me, Pete.
What's
Rhett?
Up, John?
Good. I have to mention, generosity of Steve Pinard is amazing.
It's beyond crazy.
He supports
yeah.
the industry big time.
He's
up
a
here.
Big supporter, and he's a believer in giving back.
He is. He's a busy guy running
yeah.
around here.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Very
for
good.
Sure.
Yeah, so stuff's happening at the ranch, even though you're not open.
It sure is, yeah. It was one of those years where I wish I'd kept her open. We had some wind in January, but overall it was a very temperate, nice year. Water temp stayed a little warmer than normal. Right now we're metering about 72, 73-degree water. Kind of interesting. Day before yesterday I was calling, you know, because I wanted to have something to talk with about you guys, with you guys, and there were a lot of Sierra this time of year, of course, and they're fishing, throwing crocodiles off the front, and they're down off the lighthouse with a 20-pound test throwing a crocodile and picked up a 32-pound yellow fin.
Whoa!
Yellow fin.
Yellow fin tuna.
A yellow fin tuna off the beach. There's a real drop-off there at the lighthouse. It goes deep real quick in front, but that's the first tuna I've ever really, a big tuna I've heard of off the beach.
Off the beach.
That is unbelievable.
That's pretty cool.
Crazy. And that, and there's a lot of striped marlin off the front too. We're trying to keep the local commercial fishermen from taking them all. You know, they're loading up the boats, and we finally got them to stop that. But I mean, a lot of striped marlin right on the bank, right in front of La Rivera, not not 3 or 4 miles from the hotel.
Nice.
And Dorado are biting as well, so. Yeah. I'm anxious to get the hotel open.
I'll bet. So
I bet you are.
When are you opening?
March 1st.
March 1st.
March 1st,
okay.
Yeah.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. So
it's like next
week,
right?
I'm heading back down, and I'm going to make sure all the toilets flush, you know. And
yeah. Yeah. And I know it's a busy time. You know, you said bookings are way up this year.
They were way up
last year. So
sure
if you want to go to Rancho Lane now, of course, you'll be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, and Del Mar.
Absolutely.
Right? You'll be hanging out
Absolutely.
At the booth there.
I'm looking forward
yeah,
to that.
Every day. So you can come by and book your spot with John at Fred Hall Long Beach or Fred Hall Long.
Absolutely.
You'll have the booking calendar right there, right?
Yeah, they can book right at the hotel. Or
yeah,
at the
right
show.
At the show, yeah.
And right at the show. And don't forget, I'm doing the radio show with Bart here.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Sunday coming up.
A week from 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Which is the Sunday before the Long Beach show, which is pretty amazing.
It's close. 15 years in a row.
Exactly. So that'll be fun. You'll be in the studio. I know Bart will be live. Actually, he'll be up in Bakersfield at the Fred Hall Bakersfield show. But we'll be talking about that Long Beach show as well as their Bakersfield show.
We're
going to
have
Delmar
a booth.
Show.
I'm not going to be at Bakersfield. But
okay, but Rancho Leonero will be at Bakersfield.
Phil and Pam Benjamin.
Okay. They'll be man in the booth.
Yeah, my main boothers. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
They have a busy schedule this week.
They sure do.
So they're there that week, and then they come down to Long Beach, and then off to Delmar.
They enjoy it. You know, they're great.
They're show people.
Yeah, they enjoy the shows a lot. So it's a vacation for them almost.
Heck yeah, man.
Looking forward to
it. Great representatives of the booths.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about people that know how to have fun down there. They know the ranch, you know the place, and just know all the ins and outs and who to fish with.
And they love the ranch.
Yep.
They sure do.
Yeah,
and they're
sure.
down there a lot now, too. You know, they're both retired, so they spend a lot of time on the ranch. And chances of seeing them down there are pretty good, too.
Love that place in Paradise like we all do. If somebody wants to book a trip, of course, Fred Hall, Long Beach, Del Mar, and Bakersfield. In the meantime, how do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com. We're going to start on the fish pictures here as soon as we open up and try to update those at least a couple times a week, show everybody what's going on. And we also have some great drone videos.
I posted it on our Facebook page there. If you check our Facebook page.
Yeah, you got it up. I'm putting it on my website, but you beat me to the punch on Facebook.
Eddie, the boat guy.
He's
the master.
Yes, he is. He's MacGyver, that guy. He really is.
That's cool.
Yeah, all the boats are really looking good. We've been spent a lot of time. We've redone, rebuilt rooms 29 through 35. We've redone the rooms completely, put in new patios in 1 through 5. Done a lot of work. A lot of work on the ranch every year. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're proud of it.
Cool,
looking
John.
Looking forward to seeing everybody.
Well, thanks for coming down to Dana Landing. You're going to hang out for a while, talk
Absolutely.
To people, ask if they have questions
the
about Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, man. Free Traeger, free beer. John's
free
not
beer,
going anywhere.
Free for the beer booth. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Come on. There you go. All right, John. Thanks for coming down. Appreciate that very much. Again, we're here at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Launch Ride, right across from SeaWorld. Gene Estabrook from ECBT, Benny Florentino's here. We're going to have Steve Pinard come in and tell us about some of the specials, maybe Johnny. And let's. In the meantime, Roy B. is here. Roy, you hanging around? There he is.
Roy
B. has a question, and he has a chance to win all those great prizes we're giving away to the step up of the mic there. Good morning.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, good
Roy.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Great.
Question for, since there's no tournament right now, and if I wanted to go fishing, what's the one bait you would use just for strict numbers? I don't care about size. I just want to pull and...
Want to catch calico bass.
Any bass. In the bay and stuff.
In the bay?
Yeah.
San Diego Bay, I'd fish an A-rig.
Okay.
A what?
A-rig?
A-rig, yeah. I'll show it at the seminar, but you can go see Afrin, and he's got an A-rig rigged up. And I would put something natural, you know, four blade, single blade, and then four baits on it. You'll get numbers.
Smaller bait?
Four inch natural. Yeah. Yep.
Leadhead size vary on those?
Leadhead, you know, 3/8. Again, what you're mimicking is a ball of bait.
Yeah.
And you want to keep it down in the water column. Or another one is this. This is like the razor clam color. It's a 3/4 ounce head. And this is Corey's 5-inch swim bait.
MC swim bait.
MC swim bait, yeah. Yep. So it's full swim bait. You can do Viejos, but full size, again, low and slow, just cruising. If you're on a kayak, you know, it's nice. You can just paddle around or just slow troll or just find structure on your meter or ledges. You know how that bay just kind of drops off. In here, I throw a spinner bait all day. That's just me. Really? In Mission, I throw spinnerbaits. Yeah.
Spinnerbait?
Yeah.
What size?
1 ounce. Afrin's. I just happen to have a few rods behind me here. But this is what I throw. This chartreuse white, you know, double silver. And I got it on a Terramar rod, medium 80M, and then the new Corrado 200K. But that's what I throw in this bay for sure, all day.
Are you adding any kind of swim bait to that, or just throwing just like that?
Just like that.
The new Corrado 200K.
You get halibut on that, too, right?
Oh, that's sweet.
Halibut, yeah, absolutely. Slow rolling over the grass. It's nice. It's kind of weedless. It just, you know, the blades kind of keep it up, and it's just nice and easy. No rush. You know, you're out for a leisure day, a couple of ballast points, and just kind of.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny.
Take it easy.
One of the things that I was looking forward to hearing today was, you know, between Gene and Benny talking about, you know, the crossover style baits, you know, things that were very popular with freshwater kind of becoming saltwater. And the first two things that you mentioned for bay bass fishing were both things that were born in the freshwater arena.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of crossover. Yeah. I know I've had a lot of freshwater pros from across the country and YouTubers that live in Nebraska and Texas. And, you know, what's another secret is that Ned Rig.
The Ned Rig.
Ned Rig out here.
Heard of a Ned Rig.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Huh?
Wow. Yeah, I mean.
What's a Ned Rig?
Gene can explain it more, but it's easy, it's simple, and it's easy to fish.
It's just like a mushroom jig head and then like a 3-inch Senko, essentially. You know, just worked slow, just like we would work a normal paddle tail. Mm. It's the same kind of thing, just kind of lift and wind. just methodical, and it kind of darts around.
So it's rigged in line, not like wacky or anything like that.
No.
Just threaded onto the lead head, or like just like a Texas style.
Yeah, and don't overlook a drop shot in the bay either.
Yeah, that's really special by the docks.
Yeah.
Dock fishing drop shot with, you know, whatever, some kind of creature bait or a worm.
Yeah.
Remember, the bass is a bass; they eat. There's worms out there. There's all kinds of stuff. But yeah, that Ned rig though, in the grass, popping it through the grass. Oh, it's money. Size head, maybe half, maybe less, you know, 3/8 again, just so it stays up and sinks slow.
You have Ned rigs at ECBT?
I have tons of Ned rigs.
I'm like, whoa, who's Ned? Some guy.
Some guy in the West.
Hey, Roy, thanks for coming down to Dana Landing here in Mission Bay. I bet they have Ned. I bet Johnny has Ned rigs here too, huh?
He should have something that would work.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though, that we talk about all the time, but it's the truth about ECBT. Like, there's a rig that, like I said, I'd never even heard of before. I mean, clearly the guys are like Benny do, but not only is that something that they're aware of, like East County Bay, Gene said he's got an entire end cap full of it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do. They're so on top of things that are new, and in high pressured lakes like we have out here, that's the ticket. You know, being above the curve is the difference
being
between catching
different.
And not. Yeah.
Lots of time online.
Yeah.
It's amazing, too, some of the freshwater pros, I mean, they saw a bigger full-size surface iron, like a Kicker 25L, and they go, wow, they come smaller. I go, wow, there's like a 15, and you bring that out, and they're like, oh, this is good.
Yeah,
can they paint it in tilapia? Or
right.
It goes, you paint it any color you want. It goes, and so they would order, you know, these freshwater guys, they don't order one or two or five. It's like 20.
Grab them like that. They
honestly,
eight deep off of the. You know, I'll have a full peg, and then I'll turn around, and a guy literally grabbed
everything
off the peg because he doesn't want anybody else to fish his color.
Oh,
so they're biting purple. So guess what? All the purple worms are gone.
How funny!
Yeah, it's not just load yourself up.
Yeah.
Screw over your bud.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Bob in Chula Vista. Bob, you around? Hanging out here at Dana Landing in Mission Bay?
He's coming.
Bob's still here?
There's Bob.
There's Bob.
Hey, Bob.
That's Bob the
Bob the Bone Carver. Look at that. Hey, Bob.
How's it going?
Great. Hey, go ahead and pull that mic down a little bit.
Anyway, here we go.
Thanks,
guys, for being here. What a great time. I try to
show
up every year. Try to donate a little bit to everybody.
This
San
is
Diego.
A beautiful piece.
Beautiful piece.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for that. And somebody's stepping up to the mic, except you.
I'll have to donate another one if I win that
one. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, the question was about calico fishing. What's your take on night fishing for calicos? Whatever you know, let us share it with us.
Yeah, I mean, night fishing is could be really good. A lot of anglers presume that it's low and slow and real methodical, which it can be. Like up in our area, the Federal Breakwater, it can be low and slow. But at times, when that fish, when you have a little bit of moon, a little bit of light out, heck, they'll bite a jerkbait, you know. I mean, we have a wall up in Santa Monica it's kind of a hidden gem this time of year, but we're throwing a full, like, 9-inch jerk baits, A-rig spinner baits, shallow diving square bills like the KVD's 8, yep. You know, square bill. It's a full-size crankbait. You're just basically just bouncing it off structure. My take on it, though, for me personally, I'd rather be in bed. But I know a lot of guys that do it are very successful. There's been a lot of big fish caught, you know, at nighttime. But it's, you know, one or two or three. It's like the cow bite, right? Two or between 1 and 4 in the morning is like the hour. It's the same thing with that nighttime calico fishing. You can get a trophy. I know a lot of guys have gotten 10-pounders during that time. It's just, you know, doink. Oh, you know.
Wow.
Same deal as cow fishing. You're just waiting for that bite. So.
Waiting for it.
Pete Grossbeck always has my favorite take on nighttime fishing, whether it's sea bass or whatever else, and he always just looks at us, shakes his head, nighttime's for sleeping.
Roger that. Roger
that. We'll tell him how great this hot bite is or that. Oh, we stayed up all night, we got 4 sea bass. He shakes his head, walk out, nighttime's for sleeping.
I'm with him on that.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, man. Let's talk to Ron, who's calling us from Nevada this morning. What's up, Ron? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron. I'm from Nevada City and stuff, and I'm just wondering, because these seasons have been really messed up, you know, the weather and stuff. Are the bass spawning already?
There's a full spawn right now at the Colorado River, so as you go that way and the water warms up and the temperature warms up, I had probably 20 customers yesterday that were on their way to Fishers and Martinez, and they've already been catching spawn fish there for sure. It's still technically pre-spawn in our local lakes, but there are people catching them, especially in the stained water where you can't really see them. There's definitely males coming up shallow right now, so you could put together a pretty good day of shallow fish right now.
Cool. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Is there a condition for a guy that's a saltwater guy that has done a lot of fishing, done a lot of calico bass fishing, but wants to start to dip his toe in the water as far as freshwater bass? Is there a time, you know, in that fish, pre-spawn, post-spawn, spawning, or what is the best condition, would you say, for a guy that's like us, that's not a super tech-savvy freshwater bass guy, but likes to go and throw baits and wind them, you know what I mean? Like, what's a good time of year for guys that are not dead-hard pros to catch fish in our local lakes?
I really like fall, man. I really like fall because you can get them on jerk baits, you can get them on topwater, you can catch them on the frog still, you can catch them on the Bama rig, spinner bait. Just a lot of different techniques. So if you can definitely, that stuff translates like we've been talking about all day today. It translates back and forth. So if you were an inshore guy here and I took you out in October to our local lakes, you would feel right at home.
Chuck and wine.
Yeah.
That's the time of year. Yeah.
Fun time.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure. Les from Rancho Bernardo. Les, you around? There he is.
Hey,
thanks
Les.
For coming joining Les. Us, Les.
Morning, Les. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Jacob?
Good.
Say, I was out just walking around La Jolla the other day, and I noticed there wasn't a whole lot of kelp out there. What's the kelp situation like along the coast that you see and in the islands?
Good question.
My area, it's growing. You know, we have our conditions have been so up and down. You know, when it was 70 degrees at the island, we had 56 on the beach because of the upwelling. You know, we have that trench that runs by PV and just pushes all that cold water up there. So that kelp was able to grow. Like, I was there the other day, and it looks really good. As far as La Jolla, I'm not sure. I know the water's been pretty nice. You know, I'm looking at San Clemente on the west end with 62. Santa Barbara was 61.5 on Thursday.
Oh, wow.
The crossing was 61. It was real just steady. There was no, like, 59. I haven't seen anything under 59 in a long time, to be honest with you, but you know, maybe Ricky and Gene could answer that more because they live in the area as far as here. But I'm seeing good kelp growth. There's some good kelp growing on the west end of Cat, Clemente. It's pretty strong also. That whole west end. East end, it's still a little thick, but it's starting to grow back compared to a year ago when there was nothing there. So
I can tell you,
a lot of
Point Loma's coming back big time.
That's
I mean, it's coming back really. I'm not sure. I haven't been up to La Jolla, but
I'd say that, you know, who's going to answer your question the best on La Jolla is Matt Moyer. You know,
he's
on the hill and fishing.
And Matt will be a part
the
of the panel at 9:30.
For sure. That would be a good call, Corey. And we've been fishing La Jolla a little bit, mostly offshore of La Jolla. And I would say the same as Point Loma. I would say that the kelp is definitely better than it has been, but let's be real. I mean, we've had several years of very hot water, so I wouldn't compare it to you know, 5 or 6 years ago, but I think that the kelp is in good shape. And, you know, the one thing, too, that sometimes will catch you, especially, you know, walking the beach and things like that, if there's a big current day, you get so much of that kelp pushed down. It seems like La Jolla is one of those areas when there's a lot of kelp, but maybe it's not super thick forest. You get some good current laying that down, it can appear to be a lot less than it is. But my opinion, not fishing a ton, but being in that area making bait and things, is that the kelp is in pretty good shape for La Jolla. I think we're going to have a good season.
Yeah, if you really want to see a good indicator, Les, is go down there at slack tide, you know, and just have a better view, because there's been really good tide swings. That outgoing tide, I mean, that downhill current's been pretty darn good, and that's when we've been getting bit the best, is on that downhill current in the outgoing. It goes like way up here, and it goes to a negative like 3.5, so we're talking a lot of water movement.
Nice. Good tips.
Okay.
Thanks, Les.
Thanks, Les. Appreciate you coming down to Dana Landing. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and we have the master here, Benny Florentino, along with Gene from ECBT. You're talking Corrado, the new Corrado, huh?
Yeah, the new Corrado 200K. It won best reel at ICAST last year, but as far as a crossover between saltwater and freshwater, it's a great reel for fishing the bays like we're doing, talking about today. And then, you know, Gene could, you know, he just mentioned that at the lakes as far as a go-to 200-size reel.
Yeah, no, we can't keep them in stock. I'm literally out of a couple of the speeds, both left and right hand, because zone. So
that
many
fast.
They got it right. They got it right with this with this reel. It's
and they come in multiple different speeds?
They do. They do. Three in the right-handed, I think two in the left-handed.
Yeah. It's been a lot of generations of Corrado over the years, and the Corrado K is an absolute home run.
Yes.
When I field tested, I was fortunate enough to field test it. I got to take it to El Salto of all places, and I got the flip with the 8.2. Oh, man, what a great line take if you're flipping. Oh, just phenomenal.
Amazing.
But, yeah.
The new Corrado K, available at your local Shimano dealer, like here at Dana Landing or at ECBT.
Absolutely.
Get it today.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. The most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Having a great time here at Dana Landon, talking fishing, talking seminars, talking sale. It is going on today.
Yeah, so much going on. Looking around, we have the San Diego Anglers are here, CCA. You can join again. $40 gift card to Dana Landing if you join CCA for $35. That's a great deal today. And then one cool tuna. Jeff's over there with his labels and his lures. Freedom Bloke Club's here. Got the Hobie guys here showing off those amazing Hobie kayaks. Matt's here with Berkeley. And we've got, what am I missing here? We've got the guys from Traeger, of course. Rory's over there cooking it up. And Matt with Ballast Point Brewery. Who am I missing here, Gino? MC Corey. Oh, wait, I didn't see Corey. Well, yeah. Corey's over there. Okay, Corey's on the other side. MC Swimbaits, Corey Sandin's here. He's going to be a part of that seminar. What else, Gino? What else is
here? We got Phoenix Rods over there, and then Dana's got a little booth set up with a bunch of closeout stuff. Hovens are 30 or 40% off sunglasses. That's a really good deal.
Wow.
And maybe the best deal of all, you can walk over and buy boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, yeah.
The Girl Scouts are here all dressed up. Hey, come over here, young lady. One of the young ladies over here, come on over and let's ask you what about the Girl Scout cookies. Lower the thing. Come on, girl. Oh, look. We have Thin Mints. And now what are you?
It's a Samoa.
Yeah. Ricky knows.
All right. So you guys are selling Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and where does the money go? Is it benefit you guys and your programs?
Part of it does.
Yeah.
And then the rest goes to the...
It
goes to our encampment and activities that we do.
Okay.
Nice.
Great. And what's your name?
I'm Alexis.
And you are?
Hallie.
Okay, Hallie. And so how much are the cookies?
They're $5 a box.
That's it? All right. You guys selling some?
Yeah.
Are the guys here buying some cookies? All right. Because all the proceeds go to helping you guys and all your different programs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thanks for being here, and we hope you sell lots of Girl Scout cookies.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming
by.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for the Catch Port. And today, the Catch Port sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks. Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps your bait alive? It's Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu, the hook that drives the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Check Gamakatsu.com. Let's start it off up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, what's up, boys? Sounds like I'm having a good time down there this morning.
Great times,
oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Man, some good info getting shared down there. Sounds like some good stuff. So I'll make it quick, get through it so you guys can get back to your stuff there. Half day for us. Up here, we saw a little uptick in the calico bass fishing this week. You know, some good days along the kelp and some spots below our harbor. Fly line sardines, got some real nice bait right now. And that stuff fished on some 10, 12-pound line, saw some better bites. Our water this week remained in that 60 to 61 degree range, so it's kind of perfect for this time of the year. Three-quarter day trips, we're still hammering away on that sculpin down below the harbor, and there's got to be a ton of these things while we're fishing, man, because it's still been plenty good. Five fish around hasn't been real tricky, so these fish right now are feeding on some red crab out in that deeper water, so any rebel lure with red in it fished on a dropper loop has been the hot ticket this week. Our halibut stuff did. It slowed up a tiny bit. You know, those barn burner 10 to 15 fish trip scores have given away to like the 2 to 5 kind of days. Still, you know, good enough to catch some fish. Still lots of time on one of those trips to take a shot at some of that prize money. Finally, you know, we started our twilight runs for the year early this year. Right now we're running those trips 5:30 to 9:30 on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So you can hop on a boat, come catch a few bass, enjoy some evening solitude away from whatever's going on in life. The lesson can pretty lies, as you can imagine, that this time of the year. And then finally, the Prairie's got his trips online here. He's going to start his overnight runs on the 28th for the first here on that Rockfish opener, get out to Clemente and hammer down on some of that stuff. So I know he's got his first trip on the book. So if you want to hop on that one, I'd suggest getting in it quick. It's limited to 30 guys. So call the landing here. If you want to hop on a trip, number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danawerf.com. And then this week, guys, give you 25% off on a half or a local, local half or three-quarter day trip. Use the code SUMFUN, S-U-M-F-U-N. Book it online, and that'll save you 25% on a local trip.
SUMFUN is going to save you 25% off.
Wow.
That works for me.
That's a good deal. SUMFUN, 25% off half or three-quarter day trips. What a deal.
There you go, guys. That's it for me. So let's get back to your deal. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, right. Wooly.
Thanks. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Now let's head to the beach. We're going to talk to our surf guru, surf fishing extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Sounds like you guys awesome. Are, got it going on.
It's a cool event down here, Gundy. You dig it.
Oh, man, it's fired up. 60-degree water, you know, it's kind of, we're not really in the winter mode here. You know, we're seeing some good halibut catches. We're seeing some good perch catches. So we had a little weather, so it was kind of a mixed bag with some wind and swell. But still, some excellent catches being made. Best bet, like I said, has been the perch bite up and down the coast, bigger models north. And then there's also been some nice halibut catches scattered in. And I'll start up in Santa Barbara with the catch of the week, 32-pound halibut. Taking on a 3-inch anchovy pattern big hammer. The angler got a little squirrely about where he caught it, but we think it was in and around the harbor because of his Facebook page. Had a little jetty rock in the background. Got to watch out for that, guys. Other legal fish were taken along East Beach, Goleta, Graveyards. Good perch action up there off Halama, Carpinteria. Wiley's reported good perch action off Oxnard, Ventura Beaches. Perch up to 2 pounds this week. The grub bite's been good. Some of those guys like throwing those flash minnows. And they're getting some better perch there in and around 2 pounds has been the better quality. 8-pound striped bass taken on a hard jerk bait near the Hermosa Pier. Those fish have been popping up in that bay all winter. Big fish in Seal Beach reported good perch action on Bolsa Chica and Huntington. Lugworms, bloodworms have been the top baits. The fish range 1/2 to 1 pound and limits are the norm. A few sargo around too. The Belmont Pier was a hot spot. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good halibut action along Capel Bay. Mostly short to just legal fish, but the guys reported 2 to 4 fish in a session, which is pretty darn good for February. Pacific Coast reported good perch catches. Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad, another good report. One of the guys going down to Imperial Beach there, limit fishing, grubs, gulps, sandworms, lugworms, all working there. And then Blue Water reported excellent leopard shark bite in the evening off Dog Beach there on slab mackerel. So, still quite a bit to do. We're not really in winter, but we're not in spring. But, you know, 60-degree water, those halibut are laying up in there, so well worth the effort.
Oh, no kidding, man. Sounds like good fishing there. Appreciate that very much. Surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson, appreciate that report. Are we going to see you at the Fred Hall Long Beach show?
Oh, yeah, we'll be kicking around there, Pete. There's probably a halibut right next to that piling there, Pete, on that dock you're sitting there.
The one we're looking at right
looking
now
at the
here,
right
Daniel
now.
Landing? I'll bet you're right, man. All right, Gundy, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, always a pleasure. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Hey, don't forget to pick up your 2018 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar. You can get them right here today. You can get them at Fisherman's Landing. You can get them at the Longfin, Turner's Outdoorsman. I know they got them at Dana Landing and other great fine tackle stores. Proceeds help benefit the CCA California. And don't forget to register your calendar at ccacalifornia.org to have a chance to win a great monthly prize. It's always announced right here on Let's Talk Hookup, just like we heard yesterday.
Yep, you betcha. All right, Ryan and San Marcos. Ryan, you still around? Ryan still here?
Waiting for Ryan to make his way up
here.
He's
making his way up. I guess, how about Wayne from Point Loma? I know Wayne's sitting right here. Good morning, Wayne.
All right.
Wayne's making his way up here to Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, just a comment. I went by on my weekly bike ride, the Shelter Island boat launch.
Yes.
And the official word from the port, I checked with them, is they'll be done sometime in summer.
Yeah, July is the word now.
I don't know anything about that particular construction project, but I would be very surprised if that thing's done this summer.
Yeah.
They are not working very fast. They just restarted after being delayed for a long time. There weren't a lot of people working on Friday. There was no one working yesterday. So there doesn't seem to be a lot of urgency. So I would kind of plan on Dana Landing having a pretty busy summer.
Doesn't break Steve's heart.
Yeah, no doubt. One thing to keep in mind, though, Wayne, is that most of the fabric, 90% of the fabrication is all being done off-site. Yeah. So what, you know, just because you don't see, don't get me wrong, I'm with you. And I literally went down there yesterday. I went down after the radio show just to go scope it out. And same as usual, you really don't see much in the way of people busily working along. But, you know, having talked to those guys, too, most all of that is fabricated off of site. So, yeah. You know,
and the other problem, too, are, guess what, the environmentalists.
Yeah,
you know, they're kind of throwing out, oh, well, you can't do this and you can't do that. And, you know, so they have to go through these processes and legal processes and stuff like that. So there's a lot
of hope they make it, yeah. But it sure doesn't look very encouraging.
And they had to work around that stupid SEAL tour thing.
Yeah,
those guys, you know, they're still, like, they weren't able to keep the, you know, ramp as closed as they should have to make it easier for them because they, you know, got sued into keeping one lane open for those guys. Yeah. And just, yeah, they're not met with an easy road for
but
sure.
But in the meantime, just launch here at Dana Landing.
That's what
there
I
you
do.
Go.
Yeah, for sure.
All right,
Wayne, thanks for coming.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup live at Dana Landing right here on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks, and it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of Shimano products. Talica, Trinidad, Torium, Terramar, Terez, Stella, Twin Power, Saragossa, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and the all-new exciting Trank 300 and 400 size reels. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.